little discussion, I was thinking to read from verse from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pure devotional service, a change of heart. There's a verse where Srila Prabhupada discusses in detail about the archana process along with the inauguration of the home, or formal inauguration of the home in service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. There's the presiding deity, Purnatai and Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, there's stages. The first step in God realization, this first chapter, the forming a conception of God when there isn't one. Some persons of the world don't have a conception of God. So the universal form, or pantheism, seeing within nature the presence of God, is the first step. Then God is within the heart of every living being, and the details of meditation upon the Lord of the heart. Then maturing from that position, the activities of devotional service in the form of using the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So Shukadeva Goswami is speaking, he's describing the process of devotional service, and one of the items in devotional service process is deity worship. And I'm going to read most of the purport, at least half of the purport, because this is some very fundamental instruction from our founder Acharya on how to engage in deity worship properly. The eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of the peacock. And the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be tree trunks. Purport. Especially for the householder devotees. I see a few householder devotees here. Especially for the householder devotees, path of deity worship is strongly recommended. As far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install the deity of Vishnu, forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayan, or Sitaram especially, or any other forms of the Lord, like Nisringa, Varaha, Gornatai, Matsya, Korma, Shalagram, Shila, and many other forms of Vishnu, like Trivikram, Keshava, Achyuta, Vasudeva, Narayana, and Damodar, as recommended in the Vaishnava Tantras or Puranas, and one's family should strictly worship following the directions and regulations of Archana Vidhi. Here's a strong sentence. Any member of the family who is above 12 years of age should be initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. Just don't get older than 12 years of age. And all the members of the household should be engaged in daily service of the Lord, beginning from morning, 4 a.m., I had some discussion with some devotees about what time to get up in the morning. It wasn't 4 a.m. That's when you begin to worship at 4 a.m. till night, parentheses, 10 p.m., by performing Mangala Arati, Niranjana, Archana, Puja, Kirtan, Shringar, Bhoga, Vaikali, Sandhya Arati, Patha, Bhoga, at night, Shayana Arati, etc. Engagement in such worship of the deity under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master will gradually help the householders to purify their very existence and make rapid progress in spiritual knowledge. Simple theoretical book knowledge is not sufficient for a neophyte devotee. Book knowledge is theoretical, whereas the archana process is practical. Spiritual knowledge must be developed by a combination of theoretical and practical knowledge, and that is the guaranteed way for attainment of spiritual perfection. The training of devotional service for a neophyte devotee completely depends on the expert spiritual master who knows how to lead his disciple to make gradual progress towards the path back home, back to Godhead. Shri Vigrahara Dharanityanana Shringara Tanmandir Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktangs Chaniyanjato Pi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Can someone fix this? Shri Vigraha is the archa, or suitable form, of the Lord. And the disciple should be engaged in worshipping the deity regularly by shringar, by proper decoration and dressing, and also by mandira marjana, the matter of cleansing the temple. The spiritual master teaches the neophyte devotee all these kindly and personally to help him gradually in the realization of the transcendental name, quality, form, etc. of the Lord. Only attention engaged in the service of the Lord, especially in dressing and decorating the temple, accompanied by musical kirtan, and spiritual instructions from scriptures, can save the common man from the hellish cinema attractions and rubbish sex songs. It's not popular in the newsstand to speak like this, but broadcast everywhere by radios. If one is unable to maintain a temple at home, he should go to another's temple where all the above performances are regularly executed. Visiting the temple of a devotee and looking at the profusely decorated forms of the Lord, well-dressed in a well-decorated, sanctified temple, naturally infuse the mundane mind with spiritual inspiration. And the other portion of the purport is about visiting holy places, using your legs for that purpose, using the eyes for seeing, and the hands for decorating, and the ears for hearing, and engaging all the senses. And the emphasis in the purport here is practical. The archana process is practical, theoretical and practical. Both are required, because one could engage in the practical with misconceptions, sometimes gross misconceptions, and that's not sufficient. The subtle way, very gentle and subtle way, that Srila Prabhupada presented the connection between the Bhagavat Marg and the Archana Marg, or the Pancharatriki Marg, that is, the process of hearing and chanting, together with
the process of deity worship is the process of deity worship helps the process of hearing and chanting. In the beginning of spiritual practice, just taking the example of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, did not immediately engage us in deity worship. He engaged us in the process of hearing and chanting. And after some time, then pictures, and after some time, the deity form of the Lord. So, all the while, when the deity form of the Lord appears, the hearing and chanting process continues, and the deity worship, I'll just read the sentence again. The spiritual master teaches the neophyte devotee all these kindly and personally to help him gradually in the realization of the transcendental name, quality, form, etc. of the Lord. They're like two parallel tracks or paths. The practical application of the teaching is in the form of the worship, and the worship is guided by the practical teachings, the teachings of how the process of devotional service is to be executed. One enhances the other. And both sanctify the home. Even where there isn't deity, the home can be sanctified simply by kirtan, or simply by maintaining in a respectable place with regard for the scriptural presentation of the message of the personality of Godhead. And if that alone, the hearing and chanting process, is sufficient within itself to carry one to the spiritual destination, back home, back to Godhead. But the deity process, deity worship process, and it helps to bring focus and bring regulation to the activities of the household, just as the deities are placed here. Sometimes I've seen in people's homes, it's in some remote place, even literally in a closet or in some remote part of the house, and that's Krishna's room, and then the rest is ours. When we visited in Jagannath Puri, the arrangement was made that we could go first to the place where Lord Chaitanya stayed. Took us there. At least a few of us, two cars went to the place where Lord Chaitanya stayed. And when we went into the house, the descendant of Venkata Bhatta, something like 19th generation after Venkata Bhatta, because his son was Gopal Bhatta and so on, where Lord Chaitanya stayed for 4 months, we went into the very house. Right away he took us into the room, to a side room. It was interesting. There was no furniture. There was a table, that was the only furniture. There was one table in one room about this size, and one table in another room about this size. So we went to the room, and on the table were deities. And this descendant of Venkata Bhatta gestured to the altar and said, these are the very deities that Venkata Bhatta worshipped. And very small deities, but he worshipped in the temple, but he also had his deities in his home. He was the chief priest of the worship of in the whole of Ranganatha, one of the chief priests. As far as I understand, there's presently something like 3 personalities in the whole of Sri Rangam that hold that title, chief priest, and he was one of them. And to this day, his descendant holds that same hereditary position. So then he repeated, you know, this is the very house in which Lord Chaitanya resided for 4 months. And I looked at him and said, where in the house did he reside? And he went like this and said, the whole house was his. He lived, it was his house. So that's the thought also with the deity. When you install a deity, it's the he's the Lord. He's the proprietor. And we, the family members, become the servant of the proprietor. So it's his house. Just like we say in a temple, Gornatai Mandir, or Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, or Radha Govinda Mandir, like that. So the temple is the property of the deity. There may be, you know, something on the deed that says it's, you know, ISKCON of whatever it says, Potomac or something, whatever it says. But we understand that the deity is the proprietor. We're the servant. We have this little, you know, legal entity to hold and be held responsible for the property and upkeep of the property and the worship of the deity, but the real proprietor is the deity. We're the servants. And same in one's house. The same with Venkatabhata. It was his house, but it was Lord Chaitanya's house when he was there. Where did he live? It's his house. He went freely everywhere. And noting that he also worshipped in the temple, you know, to go from his house, there's communities where different groups of brahmanas, like large areas where the brahmanas would reside together. You know, townhouses in a simpler, much simpler fashion, but like that. And their main worship was in the temple, but they also had some worship in their home, personal deities that they maintained. And emphasis is right at the beginning of the purport here. This is especially for householders, but as we know, the 6 Goswamis, they were renunciates of the highest order of renunciation, Paramahamsa Vaishnavas, but they also maintained deity worship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some of you probably know this, some of you may not know this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was in Sri Rangam, he, with his own hand, he carved Jagannath deities during those 4 months that he was in Puri. And diagonally from the route going out the front door of Venkatabhata's home is the little mandir, Jagannath temple, where there's deities about this tall of Jagannath that he carved. And they look a little different than the Jagannath here. They look a little pudgy-cheeked and nice big smile, but more human-like, more like Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, but Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And he personally worshipped them, although he's not a householder, because he wished to see the Lord's form, and the wishing to see the Lord's form is enhanced by hearing and chanting, and hearing and chanting strengthens gives strength to the process of deity worship. Or, in Jiva Goswami's way of describing this, in Bhakti Sandarbha, that each of the other processes, 8 other processes of the nine processes of bhakti are to be accompanied by chanting. So when you have deities in your home, performing kirtan is one of the ways of serving and giving pleasure to the deities. I had to just share this little short realization or appreciation of how the deities appreciate kirtan. And especially, I noticed it, but when I heard Ramabhadra Prabhu explain it, it was like confirmed. He was the pujari of Radha Govinda when a chapter of ISKCON New York's history that most people don't know and the rest of us want to forget is when the 55th Street Manhattan 12-story skyscraper building, which Prabhupada said should never be sold, was sold, and Radha Govinda were moved. The first place they were moved to is not where they are today. They were moved to a narrow building, I forget what you call it, brownstone, and on the east side of Manhattan, 2nd Avenue, something like that. And no, long and narrow building. So besides that building that was never to be sold was sold, Radha Govinda were moved to a little tiny space. And they had to do some renovation. So while they were doing the renovation, Radha Govinda, I wasn't there at the time, I was in Boston with Niranjan Maharaj, and that whole history was something I had the good fortune of not experiencing. But I went to visit, and Radha Govinda were under a construction canopy that was like had dust and stuff that had fallen on it. It was just like hanging over their head. And then they were on like a little temporary platform, and a little area in front of them was not much bigger than this space in the living room. And when I saw Radha Govinda, I wanted to just like hide, because they were angry. I don't know how to make a face that shows how they were feeling. They were angry. Get me out of this situation now. This is horrible. And that chapter ended with Radha Govinda's mercy. There was a building in an area that was previously owned by a synagogue, and they wanted out because their congregants wouldn't go to that neighborhood anymore, because the neighborhood was considered at that time not a safe neighborhood. Now it's like gentrified like crazy, and big construction all over the place. But at that time, so it was like very low price. So with the sale of that property that we had on 2nd Avenue, it was the down payment for buying the property in Brooklyn. But the floor space in Brooklyn is 5,000 square feet. And it didn't take so much to renovate what used to be, I don't know what they call it, the place where the rabbi would sit and do his, whatever his service was for the congregants. That became the altar for Radha Govinda. It was built very quickly, and they were installed. And seeing Radha Govinda in that situation, where there was many devotees and lively kirtan, they were happy. Not just not under a canopy with dust and stuff, construction debris gathered on it, but kirtan. So the devotees like kirtan with or without deities, but the deities, a part of the worship of the deity is kirtan. And that's basically how we do our deity worship in our temples. Besides the pujari that wakes the deity up and makes it a simple offering, it's kirtan and arti. Then the curtain is closed and the deities are dressed and bathed and ornaments and shringara tan mandira marjanado, and then the curtains open and it's kirtan for the pleasure of the deity. So in one's home, all those same ingredients, making offerings to the deity, decorating the deity nicely, flowers, garlands, ornaments, crowns. It's nice. It's nice absorption for those devotees that are engaged in worship of the deity form of the Lord, but also kirtan. So that which is existing even before the deities come, continue only for the pleasure of the deity. And that strengthens one's bhakti. It's for their pleasure. And regularly, as much as the schedule of the family permits. And when the family comes together for that, even if it's in duration of time brief, it's a very nice family activity that becomes part of one's life. Worshipping the deity and having kirtan together and reading some message from the scripture and sharing and discussing with one another. It can be done very simply, but it adds that spiritual dimension and regulation within the family activity. So it's a nice opportunity coming together and dedicating that which Krishna has given to Krishna's service by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have the holy name, we have the disciplic succession coming from him, we have their wonderful teachings transparently presented through that line of disciplic succession. We have devotees to serve and devotees to hear from, and the process of deity worship and the understanding of how to conduct our lives to gradually work our way back home, back to Godhead. So happy to be here with all of you on this occasion. So now we'll go on to the next activity. Are you going to conduct this? Okay. Sri Sri Gornatai ki. Sri Jagannath Padadev Subhadra ki. Sri Prabhupada ki. Jai.